Georgia Supreme Court Leo Frank Appeals Documents, 1913-1914, page 1100 slide. Visible translated text is as follows, back from Montag's. It may have been about 11 o'clock. Miss Maddie Smith left the factory somewhere about 9:30. It was after we got back from Montag's that I saw Mr. Darley leave. Mr. Holloway and the peg-legged Negro went upstairs and came down before Mr. Darley left the factory. They could have seen me sitting on the box as they came out the factory. Mr. Holloway left about 10 or 15 minutes after Mr. Darley left. It may have been 4 or 5 minutes. After Mr. Holloway left, I told them Mr. Quinn came in. I may have told them that a lady dressed in green was the next one. That wasn't true. A lady in green did go up before Mr. Darley came down. She came down before Holloway and Darley left. If I told the officers that she went up after they left, I made a mistake. Mr. Quinn was the next man that went up after Mr. Holloway came down. Yes, I did that yesterday. Yes, I said yesterday Mr. Quinn was the last man I saw come down. No, I didn't say yesterday Miss Montine Stover came down after Mr. Quinn came down. I might have told the officers that I saw Mr. Holloway return upstairs, turn to the right toward Hunter Street, and go in the factory. If I did, I made a mistake. I don't remember all the mistakes I made. No. I have never told about a lady going up there after them 6 or 7 minutes. I was mistaken. I don't know whether I have ever corrected that mistake or not. She went upstairs and Mr. Quinn went up and came down before she did. If I told the officers she stayed there 7 or 8 minutes and came right down, I made a mistake. I don't think I corrected that mistake at all. I don't know how long it was after she came down before anybody else went up and down. If I told the officers it was 10 or 15 minutes, that was a mistake. I don't think I corrected that mistake at all. I haven't got any idea at all how long before the lady in green came down that anybody else went up. Yes, I told Mr. Scott and Mr. Black that the only people who went up at all were Miss Maddie Smith, Darley, Holloway, and the woman in green, and nobody went up and down until Mr. Frank whistled. No, that wasn't true. The reason why I told that story was because I didn't want them to know that other people passed by me, for they might accuse me. The reason I didn't tell them was because I didn't want people to think that I was the one that done the murder. I told them that I saw those 4 men go up because I didn't think they saw me sitting there, and I didn't tell of seeing the other people for fear they would report on me. The reason why I told the police about those 4 going up there, because that is all I could remember that went up and down. I don't know when my memory got fresher about other people going up and down. I think it was after I got out of jail. I think I corrected that with Mr. Starnes, Mr. Campbell, and Mr. Dorsey at police headquarters. After I corrected with the detectives down at headquarters, they took me to Mr. Dorsey's office. I have been in Mr. Dorsey's office 3 times. Mr. Dorsey was down at headquarters with me, I think, about 4 times. As to whether it took Mr. Dorsey about 7 times to get my testimony straight, it didn't take him that long to get it straight. It took that long for me. As to why I didn't tell it all, I didn't want to tell it all. I was intending to hold back some. I didn't want